Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The Vermilion Literary Project's Writing Festival is coming up March 22nd. Joining me in the studio for a preview, Marcella Raymond and Avery M. Guest. Marcella, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Good to be back.
It's been a year, has it, since we came and talked about this again every year? Give us an overview of what the festival itself is.
Okay, so every year the VLP invites two visiting writers. And those writers give morning and afternoon writing workshops that are open to the public. And then they give morning and afternoon readings as well, in which we pair them up with grad students from USD for the readings. So the workshops, there's a small fee for the workshops, but they're open to anybody regardless of experience level. And the readings are free and open to the public.
Yeah, and I should have taken the day off because this is a great...
You should.
There's still time. Someone can
they
guest
are
host
wonderful,
and I'm
going to
head over.
Yeah.
Some pretty great writers coming this time. Tell me who's going to be here.
We have Jim Reese, who teaches at Mount Marty College and has several published works and also teaches writing classes in the prison system. Just a really generous writer, and he has been to the VLP Writers Workshop before to help us out. And he's giving a workshop called Get Published Now, which sounds like it will be a really popular workshop. Right. And that's the morning workshop. And then in the afternoon, we have Jean Emmons, who is a poet and retired professor from Briarcliff University, and she's also a poetry editor for the Briarcliff Review.
Yeah.
And she's giving a workshop called The Sweep of Easy Wind, Sound as Stimulus in Poetry Composition.
Nice.
Yeah, so that should be really good too. And then Jim will be giving a noon reading with grad student Heather Phillips. And Jean will be giving an afternoon reading with grad student Avery Guess.
All right, let's bring Avery Guess into the conversation. Hey, Avery, thanks for being here.
Hi, thank you for having us.
All right, are you ready for this? Is a pretty, you're a PhD student at the University of South Dakota studying poetry.
Yes.
And this is your chapbook?
This is my chapbook.
Tell me a little bit about
it. No one can see. It is called The Patient Admits. It was published in basically October of last year from Dancing Girl Press, and it speaks to issues of mental illness and childhood abuse.
All right. So no one can see it, but can they hear it? I'm going to put you on the spot. Will you read something for us?
Sure.
I'm so glad she said yes.
Yeah.
She said no. All right.
Okay. So this this poem is called The Patient, and it's culled from my psychiatric admission notes dated February 2000. The patient was evaluated, is living, relates to depression, reports that she takes her dog for a walk, rarely eats lunch, reports no initial difficulty, has experienced decreased passive worsening, describes mood, has had active thoughts but not acted, describes 10 prior episodes, did overdose, was taken, does recall a history of childhood, has experienced behaviors and symptoms, began treatment, has not found this helpful, was prescribed Zoloft, was prescribed Prozac, was prescribed Wellbutrin, was prescribed Effexor, was restarted, has used, reports a positive family history, was adopted, was raised, does recall significant conflict, recalls school, reports abuse, did not enjoy, left home, recalls feeling, has been residing, denies any significant history, is notable, demonstrates decreased, blunted, anxious, demonstrates thought processes, denies current active abnormalities, is constricted, is alert and oriented, will meet to discuss benefits, may do well with aggressive treatment, should agree.
Avery M. Guest reading from her book, The Patient Admits, just a small taste of what's coming up at the Vermilion Literary Project on Writing Festival on March 22nd. Thank you for that. So I would love to have you come back and do a full conversation, you know, after I've had a chance to read your work and talk about you as a poet. So hopefully you'll do that. But tell me a little bit about the festival and what you're looking forward to.
I'm looking forward to the readings. I always love hearing other people read their work. It gives me inspiration. And
do you prepare for that? Do you just go and sit and enjoy?
I usually just go and sit and enjoy.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to. Sometimes I wind up taking notes because someone said something that just made me like, sparks something in me to write something.
Yeah. So. That's sort of the essence of this, isn't it, Marcella? Just come, sit, enjoy, you know, be part of this.
Absolutely. And get in touch with the sort of writing spirit in you wherever you're at. So, it's an amazing opportunity to have here at USD, and you know, and exceptional writers. So, we're very excited.
Right, and the Vermilion Literary Project ongoing. You know, when it's not this festival, that there are things throughout the year.
Yeah, so we're the university's only literary and creative writing student organization, and we host events throughout the year, literary kinds of events throughout the year, like our monthly Lit Trash Nights, where we have open mics and poetry slams, and we have a short story writing contest in the fall, and we publish The Red Coyote, which is the university's only student-produced journal.
Really?
Yeah, so
studying here, Avery, has you get to study with some pretty great, you know, professors.
Yes. Yeah, I came here specifically because of Leanne Rorapaw and her work that she's published, and just really to work with her. But there are also other amazing professors in the creative writing department.
All right. Well, we look forward to having you back on the program and talking about yourself and your writing. For now, the Vermilion Literary Project's Writing Festival, March 22nd. Find it online. Find the posters around USD, Marcella. Where should they get the full schedule?
Yeah. You can actually go to sites.usd.edu/projlit, P-R-O-J-L-I-T, and click on the Writing Festival links.
Thank you so much, both of you, for being here. Thank you for reading for us, Avery.
Thanks, Lori, for having us.